When life pulls you out of your comfort zone, how will you cope? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Maybe the most difficult time of change for me was when I graduated college. I moved into a small apartment with two other people. I didn't really know them very well, and I was hundreds of miles away from my parents, and I was starting a new job that I wasn't really sure that I could do it. This was really hard for me, and it took some time, but I did begin to grow and mature through that process by leaning on Jesus and staying connected to my church community. Now, you're going to go through some big changes in your life too. It maybe hasn't happened yet, it might not happen for a while, or maybe you're in the middle of it right now. Today's story will help you out in those times. It's called Uprooted by A.W. Smith. Have you ever seen a plant that's been repotted? If a potted plant gets too big, it needs to be moved to a bigger pot so it can grow and flourish. But when you put it in its new home, it may look droopy. That's because it's in a state of shock from being uprooted. Yet, if someone takes care of it, the plant will soon take root in the new dirt and get the nourishment it needs. With time, it will even start to thrive. Have you ever felt like a repotted plant, like ripped out of a familiar situation and placed in a new one? This can happen when we move, or a relationship changes, or we have a health struggle, or we change schools. We might feel like a droopy plant in a state of shock. And it's okay to feel that way. Being uprooted and making a new start is difficult. We may feel overwhelmed or helpless. It may seem like we'll never adjust. But like a potted plant, we have someone looking after us. Jesus is with us through every new change, and He will take care of us. He'll give us the strength we need to adjust to each new situation. So, if you've just gone through a big change, remember that the state of shock is temporary. It won't be like this forever. Eventually, you will adjust and grow and even thrive. And in the meantime, you can lean on Jesus. Like a capable and attentive gardener, He promises to take care of you. His love for you always stays the same, and He wants to walk with you through this season of change, mourning what was lost and celebrating the good things that are to come. It may not be easy adjusting to a new situation, but you can trust Jesus to give you courage and strength as you acclimate to your new surroundings and to help you thrive in the new place He has planted you. So, let's talk about this a little more. Changes, even good changes, can take a toll on us. They can leave us feeling exhausted physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. But Jesus offers us stability, refreshment, and rest. Can you remember a time when you felt disoriented by the changes in your life? As you look back, can you see any ways Jesus was caring for you in that time? It's easy to let good habits drop off when we go through a life change. But habits like prayer, Bible reading, and worshiping with other Christians can be powerful ways that Jesus sustains, energizes, and comforts us through changes. When life feels busy or just plain overwhelming, what are some ways you can incorporate intentional moments with Jesus throughout your day? Now, as you and I can read in Ecclesiastes 3:11, He has made everything beautiful in its time. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 14, Matthew 28, verse 20, and Romans 8, 35 through 39 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and maybe this is the first Christmas that you're a Christian in, and you want to learn more about what Jesus means for the Christmas season. So if you want to find out more, then head on over to our Unlocked app and then check out the Christmas reading plan. Just scroll down until you find reading plans there in the app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How spending time with God doesn't take away from the fun stuff, but instead makes those things even better. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.